everybody. Leslie's just... Right. As you've probably realised by now, there's a bit of dancing in this service. Most of it is going to involve people who were here practising yesterday. But there are a couple of points in the service where if you wish to join in with some simple hand movements as you're sitting, just to bring your whole self in prayer before God, you may like to try it. So I'm probably going to step out from behind this lectern now, or you won't be able to see what I'm up to. And it's the responses for the prayers, and it's the Lord's Prayer. So, can anyone start singing the Lord Hear My Prayer? Doing a little bit of dancing up the aisles in the offertory procession to some African music. If you wish to join in, come on up behind us, or anyway, come on up with your gifts, even if you just want to walk in a perfectly ordinary fashion. Okay?
Good morning. And welcome to our Harvest Celebration Service, and a special welcome to the Dance into Worship group. The service will be followed by a harvest lunch, which will be in the training room, which is on the first floor, and you're welcome to stay. The 6:30 reflective worship will be led by Leslie, and please bring your readings to share. Pastoral news. Michael Burgess and John Tabman have been visited by folk of this church this week. Michael's recuperation from his operation is progressing. It's good to see Maggie at the back there after her successful operation. And also at the back is the champion, Anne McFarlane. She did it. She completed the route around Richmond Park. Some people say 7 miles, some people say six. Oh, we're going for seven. 7 miles. Anne says, please could those who promised to donate let her have the money, and those who haven't but would like to could also donate to church funds. She's also greatly appreciated all the encouragement that she's received. Anne Phillips has asked me to remind the link people that the harvest gifts for the housebound are in the kitchen and need to be collected for delivery. And Margaret Golden has asked me to remind us that the autumn tea will be held on the 22nd of October, and if you wish to bake a cake for the event, she will be very happy to receive it. Any more information you will receive on the service sheet. Thank you.
Join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. I know that the Lord maintains the cause of the needy and executes justice for the poor. Come, ye thankful people, come, we join to sing. Seat. Now I know you're all itching to a round of applause when somebody reads the Bible, when somebody offers a prayer, when somebody dedicates the offering. I know you're all itching to clap, but I've been requested to remind you when people are making an offering in our worship, they're making an offering to the glory of God. You're not an audience. You're a group of people participating in an act of worship. So, you might be inclined, see these hands, sit on them. Thank you very much. Steve, up you come.
They say there's an inner child in all of us, so I hope you'll enjoy this story. It's called The Very Hungry Caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and out popped a tiny, very, very hungry caterpillar. It started to look for food. And on Monday, it ate right through one apple, but it was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. You see, Matilda? On Wednesday, he ate through three plums. He was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four whole strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but guess what? He was still hungry. On Saturday, he really went to town. He ate through one slice of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had the most terrible tummy ache.
So not just a very hungry caterpillar, a very greedy one too. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are sorry that we too are greedy. We take more than our fair share of the earth's resources. Too much food, much of which we throw away. Too much energy, too much water. Forgive us. For our greed means that some people who are hungry do not get fed. Forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The next day, you see, Matilda, it was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf and felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. So he built himself a cocoon. And he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole and he pushed his way out. And he was a beautiful butterfly.
Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the beauty of your creation. Thank you for the bugs and the colours, the sky and the grass, the creatures that are tiny and are massive. The ones on the land and the ones on the sea, the crawling ones and the flying ones, thank you. The textures, the smells, thank you. And thank you for Jesus. And for knowing that with him there is always the possibility of a new start. To leave behind the old way and find a new way closer to your way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll join in with our whole selves as we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done. on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Put the words up of the next song, please. Have you got hang up this mic? Right. I love the sun, it shines on me. God made the sun and God made me. Try this with me. I love the sun, it shines on me. God made the sun and God made me. Easy peasy. We're going to play a game. Oh, oh, oh. Heart sinks within you. We're going to play a game. The game is this. When I thrust the microphone in your face, you are going to be the only person in the room that says the last word, which is... Let's practice it with me. 3, 2, 1.
Me.
Try it again.
Me.
Excellent. You got it? Mic in mouth, you shout me. Mic not in mouth, don't say anything. Got it? Excellent. I love the sun, it shines on me. God made the sun and God made
me.
I love the stars, they twinkle on me. God made the stars and God made
me.
I love the birds, they sing to me. God made the birds and God made
me.
I love the rain, it splashes on me. God made the rain and God made
me.
I love the wind, it blows on me. God made the wind and God made
me.
Let's do it again, come on. I love the sun, it shines on me. God made the sun and God made
me.
I love the stars, they twinkle on me. God made the stars and God made
me.
Brilliant. I love the birds, they sing on me. God made the birds and God
made me.
Shines on me. God made the rain and God made
me.
I love the wind, it blows round me. God made the rain and God made
me.
Excellent. Top joining in. Great it was, he sang the me. He didn't just say it. Well done. For 2014, we've been exploring some of the things that we do as a community. So we looked at our giving to Christian Aid. We looked at our work through the contact centre. We looked at the street pastors, the sort of stuff that we let happen. And the tagline for those of you who have never been, don't know about Kingston United Reformed Church, let me tell you, Kingston United Reformed Church is the place that provides the toilet paper so that other people can do the flash, funky stuff in Kingston. That's who we are. We provide the space, other people do some amazing things like the food bank, for example. We provide the infrastructure, they do the great things. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. One of the things that we do is we give to Commitment for Life. Let me tell you what my Commitment for Life is. Commitment for Life is a program designed as faith and justice in action to encourage United Reformed Churches and the local ecumenical partnerships that they are a part of towards action, prayer, and to give to people around the world. By linking with the campaigns, the partners and projects, The money is distributed not through yet another charity infrastructure, but the money is distributed through Christian Aid and Christian Aid's partners. And the money focuses on four areas of the world. And those four areas of the world are? Who can tell me? Bangladesh is one. Not anymore. Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. Zimbabwe, Jamaica. You've all got an envelope. Wave your envelope at me. It might be that you can make your offering today. It might be that you've got to go away, organise it through the internet, or you've got to organise it, you've got to put a big fat check in, you've got to go to the bank to get some money out, and you're going to do it next week. That's great. But if you have come thinking, oh yeah, Harvest, I remember, money for, commit for life, we will be receiving those gifts today. So this is money that we use to give away. Christian Aid, through their partnerships, organise the spending of it. And we will be praying for these people that we have links with later on in our worship. But for now, your offering of money will be received. Let us pray. With the giving of these gifts, we choose justice over injustice. By the giving of these gifts, we choose to share our wealth with the poor. Through the living of our lives, we commit ourselves to travel in your ways. Bless our contributions to Commitment for Life. as it continues the work for justice for the poor and the marginalised. Lord, we pray. Amen. And move to our prayers of intercession. I need my four readers at the front, please. Eric. That's the words of this refrain, which we'll be using in our prayers of intercession. The last time you're going to see it.
Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, climate changes are making life very difficult for those living in low-lying areas, especially in the southwest of the country. Many feel that they are suffering unjustly, although they have not been the cause of the problem. Christian Aid partners are showing new ways of farming, disaster preparedness, and income-generating projects.
So let us pray. We thank you, God, for those whose fruits of training are women engaging in business and using worms to increase the quality and quantity of their crops. We pray for Christian Aid's partner in Shushlin in Bangladesh. Lord, hear our prayer.
Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory. In Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory, Christian Aid partners have to strike a difficult balance between providing for the basic needs of people and challenging the structural causes of poverty. Particularly, the occupation of the Palestinian territory by Israel, for the reason they work with a diverse and broad spectrum of partners from both Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory that do everything from legally fighting the occupation in Israel's high court to providing needs and supplies to farmers in the West Bank.
So let us pray. Let us pray. We pray for Mohammed Sajd, working for the education of the children in East Jerusalem. With the help of Christian Aid partners, the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, they are employing Israeli lawyers to fight the cases in the courts. They are determined to fight for schooling for their children. Lord, hear our prayer.
Jamaica. In Jamaica, economic fortunes have fluctuated, and this is coupled with high levels of crime, violence, and national disasters. And this has severely affected people's lives. Jamaica has a crippling debt burden, and with debt repayment a priority, public funds are scarce, and the government is often unable to adequately support critical services, such as health and education. The island's susceptibility to natural disasters, such as drought and hurricanes, has also meant that each year, livelihoods are at risk of being completely destroyed.
This woman that you see is Marcia Graham, a single mother with two boys living in the rural district of Somerset. It's a place that lies on the path of hurricanes and storms, causing damages to homes, hospitals. The flash floods can rush down the hillsides, causing landslides, burying whole homes in the rubble. Lord, for these people we pray, and for Christian Aid's partner, the Women's Resource and Outreach Centre, that has built a series of what are known as check dams across the gullies that channel away the rainwater. And Lord, we thank you for those who are able to sleep when it is raining. Lord, hear our prayer.
Zimbabwe. As Christians, we believe that all people are made equal in the image of God. Abuse of power leads to inequality, so that is why many Christian aid partners in Zimbabwe work, often under extreme difficulty, to change the structures that deny equality and freedom for all. Christian Aid Partner, the Student Christian Movement of Zimbabwe, stories, booklets, bravery shares, the experience of survivors and perpetrators of 2008's political motivation violence. Staff member Douglas Tigere describes the process of sharing the stories as humbling and emotional.
So let us pray for those around the world who are speaking out a word for truth and justice, however uncomfortable it is to hear. Lord, hear our prayer. Receive the prayers that we have spoken and sung, and the prayers that have come half formed in our thoughts and from our hearts. All of them come. in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. So we recognise not only are there those overseas who are in dire need, there are also people close to hand who are. So we're going to receive your gifts of produce, and that's going to go to the food bank, which one of its distribution centres is in this building. And it does happen that every now and then the food bank runs out of food. So now, if you have produce, would you bring it forward? And it will go into the messy church barn. So let us pray. With the giving of these gifts, we choose justice over injustice. By the giving of these gifts, we choose to share our wealth with the poor. Through the living of our lives, we commit ourselves to travel in your ways. Bless our contributions for the food bank as it continues to work for justice for the poor and the marginalised. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join together to sing for the fruits of all creation. Have a seat. So we're thinking about harvest in the sense of ploughing the fields and scattering crops, but also there is the harvest of the Spirit within us. What's the harvest of your life? What are the fruits of the Spirit being shown in the way that you are living every day? Alan Oscroft will read this passage to us. Galatians 5.
St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. But the Spirit produces love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as these. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires. The Spirit has given us life. He must also control our lives. We must not be proud or irritate one another or be jealous of one another.
And the harvest of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. We join together to sing, "We plough the fields and scatter." So please know you are most welcome to stay for lunch, which will be served upstairs. Please stay if you can. God of the still small voice, God of the busy, abundant world, may we go your way of justice and joy, and may we be a source of the harvest of your Spirit in our lives, day by day. In Jesus' name, Amen.